cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, indeed.
Country folks can
we country boys survive. And we country gals can survive. We are surviving and we will survive. You're here at the Trump phenomenon, an example of good white folks surviving, and a great white man, Donald Trump, appearing in our midst, really coming out of the blue, as so many great figures have in our history, to change all of history. And that's the origin of this show, is that arrival of Donald Trump. We're live, and your calls are most welcome. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. The calls are lively. You know, sometimes we get into a little bit of a wrestling match on the floor, and I think the audience likes that. We usually find out something when we do that. We usually learn new things. Sometimes it's just a love-in, a whole show of nothing but a love fest, what Donald Trump describes his rallies as. Except he likes the spice of the protesters that come in, add some zing to what's going on. Anyway, a lot to report in a very short time here about Donald Trump in the last 24 hours. He was today in Virginia Beach, Virginia, the largest city in Virginia. I didn't know that till I started thinking about today's event. 450,000 people. It is the point at which Europeans first landed in the colonies on April 26th, 1607, before they went up the Chesapeake Bay to found Jamestown. And so a significant place, a very significant talk today by Donald Trump. It was a magnificent speech. I know I'm a cheerleader for Donald Trump, and you might think Kelso calls everything he does magnificent. Well, this was a magnificent speech. It had three big sections. Number one, law and order. That was based on the assassination of the police in Dallas. Donald Trump hit that section out of the park. And I'll give you some quotes from it very shortly. I've got those queued up. Second section, on America's veterans. Trump nailed that one. And third section on Crooked Hillary, and he just clobbered Crooked Hillary. And he specifically was focused on the email scandal. And I'll let you know, you're going to love his line, the one I'm going to give you on Hillary Clinton. And then he went into his summary. The whole thing took only 32 minutes. And boy, did he cover a lot of ground in those 32 minutes. And he showed us some things. He showed us that when he is reading, well, he's talking from actually a speech, a prepared speech, he can get through points and deliver in such a authoritative manner. It's awfully impressive. You've got to listen to one of these speeches, prepared speeches that he does. So I'll give you some examples from that. We'll take your calls, and we can react to the three parts of today's speech in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Tomorrow he's going to be right in the heart of Indiana. And today's event was not a public invitation event. He had a small crowd there of enthusiastic Trump supporters. Tomorrow's will be at a public, there'll be a huge crowd in Indiana at a public invitation event. Let me go now to Trump. Let's listen to him. These three great parts of the speech. First, law and order. You're going to love what you hear in a moment here. Here's what he had to say about shooting of cops, Black Lives Matter, although he did not mention them specifically by name. We knew who he was talking about, and the hostility and war against our police departments from the left. Let's get to it right here. Here he is. You're going to love it.
It's time for our hostility against our police and against all members of law enforcement to end, and end immediately, right now.
Do you leave any doubt there how he feels? And this is how his presidency is going to be, folks. This is a level of leadership. Let me think about this for a second. I'm talking right off the top of my head. I don't think we've ever had leadership at this level. I don't think back to George Washington we've had somebody this powerful as the leader of the country. All right, let's go to the second section on veterans. Here's what he has to say about our veterans. You're going to love this. Listen closely. It's very short. He gets right to the point. And if you don't listen, it's gone before you know it. Let's see here. He moved through so much material in this talk. I'm just queuing it up here. I got the timing just right. You're going to love this on veterans.
Bring in many thousands of low-wage workers from overseas and across the border to fill jobs that could easily be filled by our veterans. Veterans should come first in the country they fought to protect. They fought hard to protect us. They are going to come first in a Trump administration. They will be. They will be a part of America First. It will be America First from now on. America First.
Okay, folks, these are things that will be in the history books that your grandchildren are going to read. They'll be talking about the July 11th. Oh, I forgot to give the day. It is July 11th, 2016. They'll talk about that Trump speech on July 7th, 11th, when he said hostility against our police is going to end and end now. And then about our vets, he said it will be America First from now on. Wow. Okay, now let's go to Crooked Hillary. What did he have to say about her? And by the way, I just picked out the what I thought were the best of the gems. I don't think he had any sentence in here that wasn't really strong and worthy of quoting. Let's go to Hillary. You're going to love this one. All right, I got this one. Oh, I got this one timed also. Here it is. Okay, let's see here. And we've got really good audio for you today. Okay. Got to do this all by myself, so thanks for bearing with me. I've got my glasses as far down my nose as they can go to see these little numbers on the screen here. Let's see. Good thing I have a big nose. Okay, here he goes. Big German nose.
Able to pass a background check.
Okay. I missed. I almost blew it there. Let me go back a little bit. Let's see here. I got to drop it right in the right spot. Okay. All right. I'll go a little early so I don't miss it. Okay. We'll start a little early. Here it is.
1,000 emails as part of a cover-up. It's the only reason. Part of a cover-up. Hard to believe what's going on with our country. The fact that she got away with all of this could be her single most impressive accomplishment. To me, it is. It's her greatest accomplishment. When thinking about her email destruction, let's not forget many foreign and corporate entities and other special interests with business before Hillary Clinton's State Department were making massive financial contributions, folks. These contributions were made to both the Clinton Foundation and to the Clintons directly. If elected, Hillary Clinton would become the first president of the United States who wouldn't be able to pass a background check. She would not be able.
Now, again, folks, what great speech writing and delivery. That memorable phrase that Hillary Clinton would not be able to pass a background check, and she would not be able to. How perceptive of Donald Trump to say that. How can you have a president who couldn't pass the background check that some low-level bureaucrat has to pass? So there you have it. Those were the three parts of the speech today, only 32 minutes. Number one, law and order and the shootings of police and the hostility, the attack, the war on police by the left. Two, our vets and the war on our vets that the Obama administration and Hillary have waged. And thirdly, there you heard Donald Trump just pound crooked Hillary. So there you have it. Today's magnificent presentation. I'm still kind of reeling. I've been listening to this for hours. Let's go to a caller, David in Cal. Well, let's see. Do we have David, or do we have a caller right now? Engineer. Okay, we lost David. David, call back. We may have Paul from. And all right, so today I'm going to solo. You folks get it even more of a chance here to talk on the air today. And we're going to get set for the Donald Trump event tomorrow, which will be in, what is the town in Indiana? It's a little town, right? It's smack in the middle of Indiana. Something else that happened today, two great introductions of Donald Trump, and I'll play a little bit of those right now. He had, firstly, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey introducing him. That was a good talk. That was followed by United States Congressman from the 1st Congressional District of Florida, Jeff Miller, who is chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. So this is the top man on Veterans Affairs in the U.S. House. And sad to say, I learned it just now, an excellent congressman, a wonderful endorsement of Donald Trump. Sad to say, it doesn't appear that he's running in 2016. He's only 57 years old. Come on, Jeff Miller, 8-term U.S. congressman. We need you to stay in there. His district, and he's won with incredible. One of his elections, he won with 80%. He's won with 70% regularly. He represents a real military district, the Pensacola Naval Air Station and Eglin Air Force Base, two of the top air bases anywhere in the world. They're all within his 1st Congressional District of Florida, right there on the Redneck Riviera, there in the Florida Panhandle. That's what the folks there call it, the Redneck Riviera. and it's a wonderful place. I used to live there, and just a little bit down the road in the second congressional district, which is Panama City Beach, where Tyndall Air Force Base is, kind of a mate to Eglin, and actually where my dad got some of his pilot training in World War II, there at Tyndall. Let me find now, let's go to some more of that audio. Here's Chris Christie, and here he is. Let's see if I've got this timing right. The whole event was just wonderful. Let's see if I've got the right timing. Here's Chris Christie.
And in this coming election, there can be little question about where law and order stands and where lawlessness stands. The fact is that we had the spectacle last week of watching a director of the FBI twice in 1 week repeatedly say that the Democratic nominee for president lied to the American people, that the Democratic nominee for president put her own political convenience ahead of the safety and the security of the American people, an FBI director who said that the repeated assurances that Mrs. Clinton has given us over the course of the last year regarding her email scandal, in fact, in every material way, were false. That's not a person who will stand for the rule of law. That's a person who will stand for the rule of her. And that's not what we need in the White House.
Now I'll turn Chris Christie down. Now remember, he got his start as a federal prosecutor. So he's very familiar with what the work of an investigation like that into Hillary Clinton is all about. And he really understands the standards. And so his ire and anger at what happened carries extra weight because he does come from a background as a federal prosecutor. Now, a little bit later, he then says, I think he said in that talk he was U.S. attorney for 7 years there in New Jersey. A little later in his speech, he talks about how this world, the world of this corruption of Comey letting Hillary off the hook and the system being rigged, how this is going to change in a Donald Trump administration. I love the picture he paints here. I'll go to that spot here. Go a little bit early so we'll be sure not to miss it. Here we go. Just start in here. Here he is, Chris Christie, today in Virginia Beach.
Serve today in law enforcement, but also for the men and women who have served in our military. They deserve much better than what this administration has given them. That will mean making tough decisions. That will mean breaking some china all throughout the government. It will mean stopping.
There you go.
It will mean stopping this pattern of accepting less than the best for the people of this country. We need someone who has always demanded the best from everyone who has worked for him and with him, and who will place the interests of the American people first and foremost. That is the person.
There we go. Chris Christie, we have a break coming up. Your calls also after the break, 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see. What I hate is what I hate. And always
yes,
will.
It's you folks. It's this audience that Merle Haggard loved. Folks, what bright I enough to see. And our job, my job, your job, the job of the lifetime work of the founder of Republic Broadcasting Network, John Stadtmiller, is spread that light. Wake people up. Get them to see. I'm going to play you a little of a patriot here, Jeff Miller. 57 years old, congressman from the 1st District of Florida. He introduced Donald Trump. And I give you this, I offer you this as to show you how enthusiastic the patriots in the Republican Party are about, are about Donald Trump. The Paul Ryans, not enthusiastic, but the Jeff Millers are. Here's Jeff Miller today introducing Donald Trump. And he's the top dog. He's the chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. Let me find him here. He's right about here, I think. Here he comes. Jeff Miller. Oh, and he replaced, by the way, interesting. Remember Joe Scarborough? He was the U.S. Congressman from the 1st District representing Pensacola and Eglin. And he bombed out and had to resign. I forgot the exact scandal, but it was some scandal that rocked Joe Scarborough's world. And he had to resign. He's now hosting his TV show where he's been taking pot shots at Donald Trump. Thanks, but no thanks, Joe Scarborough. I like Jeff Miller better. Here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, Congressman Jeff Miller.
The great thing about a military town like Virginia Beach is that there are folks that understand what it means to take care of those that have worn the uniform of this nation. Unfortunately, in recent years, your government has not done the job that it's supposed to do for those who have served this nation. It's not for a lack of money. It's not for a lack of resources nor manpower. The Department of Veterans Affairs budget has quadrupled since 2001. They have almost 350,000 employees. But the same department lurches back and forth every single day from scandal to scandal, and veterans continue to pay the price. What's missing is leadership at the top. As a candidate, Barack Obama promised veterans the moon. As the President of the United States, he has not delivered. His Department of Veterans Affairs has become a model of government dysfunction. What's worse is he refuses to defend a law that he himself signed that would give the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs the ability to fire those that have done veterans wrong. Like, America needs a commander-in-chief that understands the problem that faces the veterans of today and is committed to doing what it takes to solve the problems, whatever it takes. We won't get that from a career bureaucrat like Hillary Clinton, who is so painfully out of touch.
Painfully out of touch. We'll be in touch with you right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, folks, and we've got a little about a half an hour left here in our program today. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And what I'm trying to fill you in on in this brief 1 hour is what our man Donald Trump did today. It was magnificent in Virginia Beach, Virginia, right there on the Atlantic shore. He put out in his section devoted to our veterans a 10-point program, very precise, exactly what he's going to do, a 10-point program for fixing the VA, which is truly broken. And I'll just run through this really quickly. He's going to appoint a secretary whose job is clean up the VA. He will, two, remove any VA employees who breach the public trust. So there'll be a lot of broken china, as Governor Christie said. Three, he is going to get the give the secretary the legislative authority to remove the bad actors in the VA. He's going to launch fundamental reform in Congress. Step five, honest people in the VA will be protected. Right now they're attacked, they're fired, and stifled. They will be protected and promoted, the honest people. Six, he will I love this, classic Donald Trump. He is going to create a private White House line. Any problem in the VA, any corruption that is not being handled, he said, I will order my staff to direct that problem to my private White House line. I will have a person sitting there answering that line 24 hours a day. You will talk to a real person. If the problem is not handled, the phone will be handed to me, and I will fix it fast. Oh, this is the way his presidency is going to go. He will then, 7, end bonuses for corrupt people in the VA, which are humongous. And then he said, and then again, thinking like a businessman, he said, and those good people who point out reforms and improvements that produce measurable savings for the taxpayer and measurable benefits for the veterans, he said, those people will get substantial rewards, cash rewards for people who do the right thing. He will then he will move veterans to the front of the line in all sorts of government programs. That's 8. Then number 9, he will improve the outreach to vets who are outside of the system now, have given up. And then number 10, he says, and this is major, every vet will, in my administration, have the choice of VA treatment or care or private care paid for by the government. And that's a humongous change for vets. So a very specific 10-point program. And then right after he delivered that, he switched over to pounding Hillary. And he really covered the email. He covered James Comey. We talked a lot about Comey yesterday. And both Governor Christie and Donald Trump were taking the view that Comey is part of the rigged system and is not doing anything excusable. Pat Buchanan was giving the more charitable interpretation that he was saying, let's let the voters decide what to do with this woman rather than me, the director of the FBI, terminating her political career and her candidacy. So there you go with that. I wanted to share that with you, the specifics of what he proposed today. Now, another thing that I mentioned, just touched upon in an earlier show, the latest issue of the Occidental Quarterly. I'm going to direct your attention to this. It's the best magazine that we have. We talked about the mission that we all have of waking people up. The best magazine we have to do that is the Occidental Quarterly. I'm holding the latest issue in my trembling hands. Volume 16, number 2, summer 2016. All the articles are tremendous, but two in particular, White Racial Interests and the Trump Candidacy by Richard McCulloch. A giant in our cause, Richard McCulloch. And then the second one, Populism Rising, the Donald Trump Phenomenon as Implicit White Revolt by Kevin MacDonald. Now, these are two of the most powerful minds we have in our cause. And notice that what they're writing about is the Trump phenomenon. And now let's see why Richard McCulloch thinks it that this is what he needs to be thinking about and writing about. He says, for white activists and advocates, this election is much less about Trump than about the white population itself, and specifically about whites who, for the first time in their lifetime, have a major candidate in the same range as themselves. A candidate who reflects our views. First time in our lifetimes, folks. It is far less important that Trump does the things he says than that whites vote for the things he says. For what he says is in our interests. And unless, listen very carefully, and unless we demonstrate our support for what he says for our interests, when for the first time in a lifetime we actually have the opportunity to do so, we will have shown that we are truly beaten. that there is no more fight or resistance left in us, that we have surrendered to the anti-white coalition and accept our destruction. If this happens, it will do far greater damage to our cause and our interests and be far more demoralizing than anything Trump might do to us or fail to do for us, even if he were to outright betray us. If he did that, the fault would be in him, not in us. But if whites fail to take their own side, even at this implicit level, then the fault will be in us. If, on the other hand, Trump wins a majority of white votes, as Republican presidential candidates normally do, but this time winning this majority with a message based on implicit but still clear white racial interests, then even if he doesn't win the election, it will still send a statement that we are not beaten yet, that we still have plenty of fight in us, and that we will not go quietly into the long night of extinction the anti-white coalition has planned for us. The bigger the white turnout and the larger the white percentage for Trump and his implicitly pro-white message, the greater the victory for our race and the greater our momentum for victories beyond Trump. Isn't that beautiful? I think Richard McCulloch perfectly puts everything in context and explains why this program was created, and it just goes on and on, more and more of the same right there in that article. We've got a caller, Wes in Idaho. Wes, you're on the air.
Yeah, as a political strategy, I'm going to put out the idea of Cynthia McKinney for vice president. Myself, I'd rather see David Duke, or even more to my liking would be Pastor Wickstrom. And for newsletters, I like Council for Conservative Citizens. I know of McDonald's newspaper, but boy, that is a notch or two above my pay grade. Whatever, it's not the easiest thing to read. No.
Well, you know, Wes, I'll tell you what. One of the things that's great about the writing of Kevin B. McDonald, professor, PhD, the editor of the Occidental Quarterly, the paper magazine, and of the webzine, it is a web magazine, theoccidentalobserver.net, is that he, in fact, like the greatest writers always do, he talks plainly. He doesn't. There's no highfalutin, convoluted effort to show off a big vocabulary, although he has an immense one. He speaks. He speaks in plain terms. That section I just read of Richard McCulloch shows the same feature of a true genius. Those sentences that I read were very clear, simple, declarative statements that show brilliant thinking. So these magazines, this is not hard, tough reading. I recommend that folks subscribe to the Occidental Quarterly. If you want to investigate subscribing, go to TOQ, the letters TOQ, the Occidental Quarterly, online.com, and see what kind of subscription you want to try out. And then for the Occidental Observer, hey, that's free. TheOccidentalObserver.net. Kevin McDonald is now retired from teaching, so he is even more dangerous than ever he was as a professor of psychology at the California State University system there in Long Beach. Now he's unleashed. He's a force of nature. I don't know when he sleeps, but boy, he cranks out the articles, and he has gathered together the best thinkers and writers that we have at the Occidental Observer. And we in the American Freedom Party, wow, what a thing to have him as among us as a director. Let's turn our thoughts here to that, folks. Give you another website. The website of the American Freedom Party is theamericanfreedomparty.us. Check out Dr. McDonald there and Dr. Tom Sunick, another of our directors, and look at our platform, which sounds like a Donald Trump rally, and join the American Freedom Party. You know, one of the things that Donald Trump has made easier for folks out there, I mean, I'm not calling anybody out there timid, But we have Donald Trump has made it easier to be a patriot. He has sort of, he's like an icebreaker, a Russian icebreaker moving through the ice pack in the Arctic. He's cleared a path, smashed the ice just to smithereens so that other more fragile vessels, a little more timid, can follow, can get through the ice. And the ice is, the ice of, not taking action, not joining an organization or not subscribing to a magazine or throwing your money into the cause. All these things you should do. Donald Trump's made it a lot easier for us white advocates to be white advocates. Now we can say, my ideas? Well, those are the ideas of the most popular man in the country, the greatest political figure to arise in the Republican Party in our lifetimes, the man who's going to sweep to the presidency. And who will change actually world history. He will be able to chew out Angela Merkel in Germany and encourage the German people to get their own Donald Trump and the British to get their own Donald Trump and the French. And each of our kindred nations will do this. The Australians, the Canadians, they will find amongst themselves, they'll find their Donald Trump. And they will themselves act. They will create their own Trump phenomenon in each of their nations and take their countries back.
I went to the doctor today. I didn't get to listen to a lot of alternative radio today. France is closing down like 200 of their mosques. They have raided some. Is there any more news or discussion on that issue?
Well, the big deal in France, I don't have any specifics about the mosques. The frightening thing for the French is that in their elementary school grades, they have more Muslims than they have French. And the same catastrophe that we're facing here, that in births, we just passed the point where there are more non-European births in America than European. Boy, that's, ask not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. If you allow your country to be replaced with what? The immigration invasion. Where are all those births coming from? They're coming from open borders to non-Europeans. Wes, thank you so much. Some very good discussion. Let's go to David, who got his way back in. David in California, you're on the air.
Well, did you hear what Wes said? I mean, you didn't address one word about what he said.
Well, but, ask me.
What
you
he
asked
was
it.
Saying
you
is,
asked it.
There's a woman named Cynthia McKinney.
Oh, I didn't talk about Cynthia McKinney. Okay, yeah.
That's what he was talking about. That's what he was talking about.
He talked about several things. David, are you having a bad day? Listen, let's talk about Cynthia McKinney. She is...
No, I'm not having a bad day.
Okay. Well, Cynthia McKinney is a black woman who... Let's look her up here. And I don't favor Cynthia McKinney as a vice presidential candidate. I think a lot of people like Jeff Sessions, who has endorsed Donald Trump and who is the man on immigration in the U.S. Senate. Let's go to Wikipedia on Cynthia McKinney. I'm not an authority. One reason I didn't address Cynthia McKinney, David, is because what I know about her is not much. And so,
well, one thing I do like is the Israel lobby threw her under the bus. I mean, I'm sure maybe she has the wrong opinion about immigration, and she is a Democrat, and she may have a lot of leftist leanings. I do think her character is good, just by a spirit of discernment in the Christian vernacular. She's right. a nice person. It was mentioned near the end of John's show. I don't know if you heard it.
And I missed John's show.
John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, I missed John's show. I said,
he liked it, and not just because he liked it. I thought so too. We're talking about if they philosophically got along enough. Let me just throw this out for a minute, then I'll get. If they philosophically got along and ironed some things out, she is a good character, and she fought against his lobby, and it would be a win. Let's put it that way. He might win without that. Anyways, I'm just saying.
Let me cut right to the chase. Cut right to the chase on who Donald Trump should nominate or should select as his running mate.
Okay.
The problem is He needs a clone of Donald Trump. He needs someone who believes and exactly as he does, has the strength that he has. Right. What is his problem? There ain't no such guy. You know, he doesn't. I hope he'll find such a person. I hope that among his friends, he knows of such a person. But that is a measure of how great Donald Trump is. I mean, that's kind of a problem you want to have. A man who's so great, you can't find.
Can't have a replacement. Yeah.
You can't replace him. You know. So that's a good. Let me round it out. Let me tell you why. I got a break coming here, but I'll give you the rest of my thought there on. I don't think Donald Trump needs to go for anything but the greatest as his running mate. And I'll explain that right after this break. Stay tuned, please.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Right.
That's us, folks. The politically incorrect. Pat Buchanan has become very politically incorrect. And David, I'm going to answer the question about Cynthia McKinney using the example of Pat Buchanan. Back in 2000, a person that I knew, Isola Foster, a black lady, wonderful, nice lady, a secondary school teacher, a high school teacher from Los Angeles. I used to go to anti-immigration invasion rallies with her at the federal building in West Los Angeles. She gave good talks and so on. She'd written a decent book. Pat Buchanan selected her as his running mate. And I think Buchanan, his campaign just collapsed after that. Because nobody knew who Isola Foster was. A few of us in L.A. knew who she was. But nobody knew who she was. And it just seemed kind of like almost as if Pat Buchanan was trying to prove, well, I'm not a racist. Look, I selected a black running mate, so I'm not a racist. And Donald Trump doesn't need to do that. Pat Buchanan didn't need to do that. Pat Buchanan should have just gone for the best he could get, someone as brilliant as himself. He did ask Jim Trafficant to run. Jim Trafficant turned him down, congressman from Ohio. And he asked James P. Hoffa, the son of Jimmy Hoffa. James P. Hoffa is right now the president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, and Hoffa turned him down. And Hoffa was a good advocate for fair trade, like Donald Trump. You know, not free trade or, you know, out of control trade, fair trade, trade that's in the interest of the American worker. So I think Donald Trump should, you know, he should go for somebody who's really, we know that he knows he can rely upon, that will, you know, that can, you know, do his best at, you know, backing up Trump, and in the worst of all situations, of course, replacing Donald Trump. If the worst of all things happened, and Donald Trump has to really be cognizant of the fact that his enemies would want to get rid of him. He's aware of such things. He has spoken out pretty clearly about the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, and he said, this is fishy. This looks wrong. No autopsy. He's let it be known he thinks Antonin Scalia was assassinated. So he's aware that people, he would be a far much more of a target than Antonin Scalia.
Right.
And so he's aware.
I hope Newt doesn't get in, but we talked about that. I think you talked about that yesterday.
Newt, yeah.
I don't think he's the right guy.
Yeah, but look at Trump's problem. He really has a problem in finding somebody to replace, you know, a guy who, there really isn't anybody like him. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, folks. We'll have another Trump event in Indiana, and more of the Trump phenomenon with you tomorrow night. See you there.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.